It's Friday, September 3rd. This is The Gateway. I'm Wayne Pratt. The U.S. Supreme Court has lifted a federal ban on evictions. Many renters in the St. Louis region say they will become homeless unless state and local officials process aid applications more quickly.
We count on people who say we're going to make sure that you get help. It sounds good, but when you apply in April and nothing happens, you kind of start looking at things that look crazy.
St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson will have that story in just a few minutes. Missouri has already spent millions of dollars through the Federal CARES Act in response to the pandemic. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, though the deadline for spending remaining CARES funds is only months away, soon the state will be allocating billions more through a different relief plan.
Missouri received approximately $2.2 billion from the Federal CARES Act in 2020. Around $150 million remain. And while the state has until the end of the year to spend the rest of the CARES funding, Missouri will receive another $2.8 billion in direct aid through the Federal American Rescue Plan Act. Missouri's budget director, Dan Hogg, says those specific recommendations will be made in the new year during the legislative session.
I've been doing budget since 1995 for the state. I've never seen this amount of money. And we want to make sure that we take advantage of this and really set Missouri up going forward.
He said the new funding must be obligated by the end of 2024. States have through 2026 to spend it. I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
GM is suspending production at its Wentzville plant for 2 weeks starting Monday. The global shortage of computer chips is prompting the automaker to temporarily shut down in Wentzville and at several other plants in North America. The Delta variant has forced some chip factories in Southeast Asia to close, leading to the shortage. GM produces pickup trucks and vans in Wentzville. About 3,700 employees work at that plant. A staffing shortage has prevented St. Louis from offering regular recycling services since July. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, some residents are dropping off their recycling at designated locations.
About every week and a half, Jim Spees loads up the small kid trailer attached to his bike with flattened cardboard boxes and other recyclables. Then he makes the one-mile trip to the nearest blue bin. For him, that's one in the Carondelet neighborhood of South St. Louis.
It's less convenient than just walking out to our alley, but it's not particularly inconvenient.
Spees started this routine about a month ago when his wife told him the recycling would no longer be picked up. He says recycling is an important aspect of the three R's: reduce, reuse, recycle.
We are already overfilling landfills. We're already trying to find places to put our trash. The more we can divert from that, the better.
There are 30 recycling drop-off locations across St. Louis. The city expects to resume full recycling services in December after hiring more trash truck drivers. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says a new Texas law restricting abortions makes him more focused on reproductive rights. Pritzker says he's proud Illinois has been a beacon of hope to women, including those in other states.
And we're seeing that people in states like Missouri have had to come across the border in order to just protect their own rights to see a doctor, for goodness sakes.
The U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the Texas law, which could prohibit abortions as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Pritzker, who is a Democrat, says he is worried about other decisions from the conservative court that could impact women's health. The U.S. Supreme Court has lifted a federal moratorium on evictions, which kept many in their homes during the pandemic. Housing advocates are expecting a wave of evictions after judges in St. Louis City and County lifted local bans. Many of those who are in danger of losing their homes are women working in low-paying industries. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, some renters say the moratorium was a lifesaver, but they could become homeless if officials don't process their applications for assistance.
In March 2020, Letitia Berthright lost her job as a dispatcher for Oates Transit in North St. Louis County. The company laid her off because it was losing money during the coronavirus pandemic. It caused a wave of challenges for the 39-year-old single Black mother of two from Florissant. During the pandemic, she wasn't able to pay all of her $1,000 monthly rent, and her landlord wouldn't accept partial payments. As the months went by, she started having panic attacks and later needed anxiety medication. Last month, Berthright found another job as a dispatcher, but she's behind about 16 months in rent. In early April, she applied for assistance through the county for up to 12 months of rental aid. She's frustrated that her application is still being processed.
We count on the people who say we're going to make sure that you get help. It sounds good, but when you apply in April and nothing happens, you kind of start looking at things that look crazy.
In April, the county sheriff's office placed a notice on her door that in bold red letters said, "Notice to vacate immediately." Birthright had until 8 a.m. on April 14th to vacate the property.
It worried me to death. I had no clue what I was going to do, where I was going to go.
That month, her legal aid attorney went to court to buy her more time, citing an eviction moratorium by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and that kept her in her home. Birthright applied for Missouri's rental aid program last month and received $12,000 in back rent. But it's not enough to bring her current.
So you try to be better and help yourself, like go find a job, you know. Still not going to be enough to pay all that back rent. And then on top of that, I do have kids.
Birthright is one of nearly 6,000 people in St. Louis and St. Louis County whose landlords are trying to evict them. Many are at risk of losing their homes now that the Supreme Court has ruled that the CDC exceeded its authority in issuing a national moratorium on evictions. It would have protected people until October 3rd. Advocates for people who need help staying in their homes say officials could help people by more quickly processing applications for aid. St. Louis officials have distributed about $2 million of $8 million in federal relief funds. St. Louis County has distributed about $8 million of nearly $27 million in federal funds. The money will be returned if they don't spend it by the end of the month. Alad Gross is an outreach coordinator for the housing agency St. Louis Mediation Project. He says evictions are concentrated in low-income neighborhoods across the region.
We're seeing a lot of women, oftentimes single women with children, and I've seen it oftentimes folks who are working in the healthcare space, like home healthcare.
That describes Sheila Martinez. The single 58-year-old lost her job as a home health care aide in the spring of 2020. Martinez lives in an apartment in South St. Louis. For months, she could only pay some of her $600 rent. Then she couldn't make any payments. She applied for Social Security and disability benefits, which kicked in 2 months ago. Since then, she's paid back some rent, but she's behind more than $3,000.
I lived here for 6 years. And I've never been in this situation. It made me feel bad. I mean, it was really, really depressing.
In December, Martinez applied for aid through the city of St. Louis. She still hasn't heard back from officials about her application. But just last week, state officials informed her that they will pay her rent soon.
I'm blessed, very blessed, and just relieved that I don't have this on me now. I have literally been sick. I've been depressed.
Meanwhile, Birthright and many others still owe thousands to their landlords and are desperate for assistance. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. No podcast on Monday. We are taking Labor Day off and returning Tuesday. Have a great holiday weekend. I'm Wayne Pratt. This has been The Gateway.